Okay. A shower chases dreams away on this ordinary day. Goodbye, sweetheart, and what's your name? How's my tie? Where's my thermos? Start up the faithful Chevrolet on this ordinary day. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's a cautious carnival. Virgin wool and protocol. It's a pinstripe free for all. Ho, hum, ho, hum. And it may be apropos. How does that old saying go? It's the devil that I know. Some buttons for a while, lunch and telephones, etc. This suit just happens to be gray on this ordinary day. Good evening, sweetheart, what smells good? Scotch and soda and some TV. Can't think of anything to say, just an ordinary day.
Down south on a chicken farm near Nashville, Tennessee. There weren't nothing there but a sky full of air and 10,000 chickens and meat. So one day I said, hey, 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 I think I'll drop some vitamin C. I blew my mind, got real kind, set my chickens free. Set my chickens free, I set my chickens free. Got real kind, blew my mind. Set my chickens free. We got chickens in the cauliflower, chickens in the corn, chickens in the bedroom, chickens in the barn. We got chickens driving Cadillacs in Washington, D.C. Set my chickens free. I set my chickens free. Man, I set my chickens free. Blew my mind, got real kind. Set my chickens free. Things got bad. Poultry game. There weren't no sense in a flock. So I said bye to my bullets, bye to my hens, and I said bye to my big red cock. I set my chickens free, man, I set my chickens free. Got real kind, blew my mind, set my chickens free. One more, set my chickens free, yeah, set my chickens free. Got real kind, blew my mind, set my chickens free.
Now, friends, I have a very special guest in the house. I wish you'd give him a little hand and get him up here. Don't overdo it. My good friend, Mr. Chef Woolley. Doggone Chef, it's real good to have you up here with us. You're a real good friend.
Well, thank you, Ben. I feel the same way about you. When I was broke and blue,
I gave advice to you.
You're a real good friend.
But you helped me pay my rent.
I charged you 10%.
Well, you're a real good friend.
When I was sick, old scout,
I took your girlfriend out. On me you can depend.
Oh, what a pal you were.
Yeah, I even married her.
You're a real good friend.
Hey, Chef, have a cigar or two.
That's mighty nice of you. You're a real good friend.
But don't stand too close to me. It might blow up, you see.
You're a real good friend.
I borrowed your car last night.
You brought it back all right. Smashed from end to end.
I may have had a crash, but I filled it up with gas.
You're a real good friend. We honky-tonked all last night.
We painted the town all right.
We're such real good friends. I spent a lot of dough,
but it was all mine, you know.
You're a real good friend.
If I should ever be governor of Tennessee, I'll prove my friendship then.
Now what would you do for me?
Dog catcher's what you'd be.
You're a real good friend. Oh, Ben, you're a good friend to me.
I recorded the song you wrote, and I sang it note for note.
Thanks, my real good friend.
I think it's gonna be a hit, so I put my name on it.
You're a real good friend. Let's sing a sweet duet. We'll make a team, I'll bet. Let our voices blend. I'll sing the melody.
I sing the harmony.
Cause we're both real good friends.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hi, Betty. This is Monty. How about you and me going to the movies tonight?
That'll be the day. Hello?
Hello, Terry. This is Monty. Remember the guy who took you out last week?
I remember. Hi, y'all. This is Mary Lou speaking. What's on your mind, Big Betty?
Hi, Mary Lou. This is Monty.
Hello?
Joni?
Speaking.
This is Monty.
Monty?
Yeah. What you doing tonight?
I may be ugly, but I'm not desperate. Yes, this is Janet.
Are you sure this is Janet?
Yes, I'm sure this is Janet.
Are you positive this is Janet?
Yes, I'm Janet.
Well, this is Monty. How about a date, Janet?
When Janet comes home, I'll tell her you called.
Mom, it's me, Monty. Mom, tell me, what's wrong with me?
Are you kidding?
A boy came to the city from the country one day. Might have known he'd fall in love with a girl right away. And it was kind of funny to hear his voice and range, 'cause he was at the very age when his voice would change. And he'd say, I love you, honey. Say you love me too. I'll give you all of my money, 'cause I want to marry you. Well, she thought he was amusing, so she led him on and on. To all her friends she'd introduce him so they could hear his tone. They thought he was funny, but he didn't feel that way. To him it was no game at all, and he would only say, I love you, honey. Say you love me too. I'll give you all of my money, 'cause I want to marry you.
Marry you?
One night they were out dancing, she was making fun. A man heard him talking and said,
that's the one.
Now the man was a producer, said,
I'll make him a star. He can already yodel, just give him a guitar.
Oh, now he is a star, and people gather around. They make no fun no more, because they love that sound. His girl, she is chasing him, the tables they have turned. But he said, I don't love you no more, a lesson I have learned. I don't love you, honey.
Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear
bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. On days might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much. Don't get around much. Don't
Remember, my darling Louise, when we first met in the boating park near the zoo? How we hated each other then. That was 10 years ago. Who would think that today, after 10 short years, we'd grow to despise each other? Ah, I can still remember that boating park near the zoo. You whispered sweet little nothings in my ear. They were nothing, all right. I should have tipped the boat over then. It was before you took swimming lessons. You know, looking back over those 10 years, how you'd love to live certain times over again. Well, I wouldn't want to live a single second over again. As a matter of fact, I'd like those 10 years back, Louise. Even 2 or 3 of them. And you are certainly the one who could spare them, baby doll. Ah, the little white lies you used to tell. Who could predict then that from a little fibber you'd grow into a dangerous, paranoiac liar? Ah, the memories of times gone by. They say the first 10 years are the hardest. Well, this is the 10th year, my darling, and it's murder. And who can tell? Maybe it'll end up that way. Who will ever forget those days, you? No, I don't think so. The time you won that cute little doll with his left ear missing at the shooting gallery. That was the night you shot off my left ear. I'll never forget that, Louise. Somehow it always stuck with me. Not the ear, that is, the thought behind it. Ah, you always had a great sense of humor, Louise. The way you used to flirt with other men, just to make me jealous. Little things like the time you ran away to Ottawa with that lumberjack, Jack. Ah, you always had a great sense of humor, Louise. Remember the time you burned all my clothes and I had to go to work in a bathrobe? You were a screech, Louise, an absolute screech. And you know what I think about screeching? I hate screeching and bellowing. I'm a peaceful man. That's why I married you, I guess. War and peace. I'll never forget it when we got married and you said I do and I said I do, but we didn't. Oh, the way you used to stick your finger in my eye. Remember our honeymoon, the time we went to that quaint little restaurant and we ordered frog's legs for 2 and you took all the big legs, the back legs or springers, and left me with the scrawny front hose. And I asked you to give me one of your legs and you refused, and I grabbed one of your frogs by the throat and you broke a bottle of wine over my head. And I whacked you with the sugar bowl and you poured all the vinegar into your atomizer and sprayed it all over my seersucker suit. And I batted you with the hat rack and you stabbed me in the arm. Oh, we were a great pair in those days. We've lost something since then, Louise. Don't you feel it? Perhaps it's the excitement, the never know what's going to happen next. You see, I was built for surprise, Louise. The unpredictable, the shocking. That's me, Louise. 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 Louise, no! Put down that knitted tie!
I always had such a great sense of humor, Louise.
Baby! I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him. I've been dreaming of him every night, ever since we met. 'Cause he's the kind of boy you can't forget.
He's the kind of boy you can't forget.
I remember when I first kissed him.
dreamed that the journey morning
had a dream,
had dawn, had a trumpet had blown,
had a dream.
Dream
had a dream,
had a gather,
had a dream,
had a journey
had a
around
dream.
The throne,
had a dream.
Oh,
had a dream.
Oh, what a sight that
had day. A dream.
When a minute
had
was
a dream.
Driven away,
had a dream.
There was a weeping, there was a wailing, oh, I had a dream,
I had a dream,
oh, I had a dream,
I had a dream,
oh, I had a dream.
Okay, hello again. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Please write it down. I am so tired of reminding you. ABC here with you for another grab bag edition of the Bit Slap. This week we go crawling through my basement, the basement of my mind, kind of the back roads of my computer. It's very bizarre where all these things go. And you get lost sometimes, so I sometimes have to bring string. But enough about me. Let's talk about my podcast here. We started with Samba Ordinaire, which was Little Jack Melody and the Young Turks from 1997. And I swear to God, I've heard that somewhere in some movie, perhaps. I don't know, but it's been haunting me all week. As a result, I have an infected earworm. Oh, the things I do for you people. We heard from Merle Haggard, Set My Chickens Free. I suppose that was the inspiration to R. Crumb for his comic. I just happened across the comic and I said, I remember that song. Where is it? And I found it. And there it was for you. You're a real good friend. Oh, yeah, I know. Ben Colder and Sheb Woolley. Funny how you never see those two in the same room at the same time. Here they are recording at a friends social club. This is Monty with Big Loser and his Big Loser Friends. The voice changing song, Jesse Lee Turner. Remember that one from your own pathetic life? Yeah. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, I Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and Eddie Lawrence, Memories of Louise. And every time I hear Eddie and the Edwards, I just love them all that much more. We heard from Chubby Checker, She Said, and then 1, 2, 3 from the Jelly Beans. They are from Jersey City, and they are my first foray into the one-hit wonder category, which is quite huge, and I just can't present. I don't know how to present it, so I'm gonna give you two or three loser tracks, quote unquote, and then we'll hear the hit, and then I'll try to explain a few things about them. Like I said, Jersey City. This is from 1964. Alma Brewer, Diane Taylor, Elise and Maxine Hebert and Charles Thomas. They never really went anywhere. They had, one pretty good hit record. They made some recordings, never released an album, and there you go. And then we heard from the Staple Singers. This week we lost Yvonne Staple. She was, I guess, 80 or 81, and that's a shame. They continue to wander away. And that was I Had a Dream. And I had a dream that I had another playlist to come up with, so if you'll excuse me, I'm going to get to work on it.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special news bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over this city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real as the field that my heart can conceal.
That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what you would do if the saucer were to land?
Tuck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now this gentleman there.
I'm going to sit right down and cry.
And the gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street.
Thank you. We now return you.
This is Black, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
That was Big John's outer space recording, Slippin'. We now take you to the ballpark for a report from Old Diz.
It's Old Diz out the ballpark. Hanging on, partners.
Say, Diz, what do you think about the flying saucer?
Well, I'll tell you right now, partner, I wouldn't be bumping my cotton picking gums. That thing is way uptown. It's about as far as you can get.
We now take you way uptown.
I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Ah, here we are. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fenton Gold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there is any sign of life aboard. Oh, but I'm sure there's something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record. Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot, and now I believe we are about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Wop, bop, loo, bop, la, bam, boo.
Here are the ball scores.
6-2-2-3-4-8-2-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
As I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
Still around.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why the car won't go.
Why the car won't go.
If I had me an axe and a roll of tape, I'd put this thing right back in shape. But I don't know why the car won't go. Oh, well, I beat on the hood.
I beat on the hood.
And the thing won't start.
The thing won't start.
It can't be the gas.
Can't be the gas.
I just got a quart.
I just got a quart.
Of water and oil.
Water and oil.
I don't need none.
I don't need none.
'Cause it's been running good since 31.
Since 31.
Oh, well, I hit me a tree.
I hit me a tree.
A tire went flat.
A tire went flat.
Payments are due.
Ten payments are due.
I know it ain't that.
I know it ain't that.
I turned over twice.
I turned over twice.
Now the top is loose.
Now the top is loose.
Just 10 or 20 wrecks. That
that's no excuse. I thought I had me,
a real good car.
It ain't been washed,
Or repaired so far.
I paid $20. I thought it was a fool. I should have saved my dough and bought me a mule. Well, I don't know. Why the car won't go. Why the car won't go. Now the horn won't blow. And the starter won't start. I want another ride. Before it falls all apart. But I don't know why the car won't go.
What you gonna do when your well runs dry? What you gonna do when your baby says bye? What you gonna do when your baby starts bawling? What you gonna do when your love starts falling? What you gonna do when she says goodbye? What you gonna do when she puts you out?
What you gonna do
when your well runs dry?
What you gonna do
when your baby says bye?
What you gonna do
when your baby starts falling?
What you gonna do
when your love starts falling?
What you gonna do
when she says goodbye?
What you gonna do
when she puts you out?
What you gonna do
when your love ain't around?
What you gonna do?
Dig a hole in the ground.
What you gonna do
when your love starts falling?
What you gonna do
when your baby starts falling?
What you gonna do
when she says goodbye?
What you gonna do?
Hang your head and cry. What you gonna do now, child? Hey, what you gonna do, child? What you gonna do?
Behave yourself. Come on, Junior, do what your mama says. the barber shop. Get that process off your head.
He's a bad boy.
This rock and roll is gotta go. I'm not gonna have that jam no more. Now, Junior, behave yourself.
Sir, my dear, though I spend my days in conversation, please remember me. Martha, my love, don't forget me. Martha, my dear, hold your head up, you stupid girl. Look what you've done. When you find yourself in the thick of it, help yourself to a bit of what is all around you. Stupid girl. Take a good look around you. Take a good look. You're bound to see that you and me are meant to be for each other. Stupid girl.
Yeah. Červánku si vyletím, hej, nemohu. K červánku mě dopraví křídla cherubů. Kosmická loď mě vezme na svou palubu. K červánku si já rychle plout, tam je můj kout. K červánku mě snad jednou nesmí vynesou. Červáncích si najdu byt s pěknou adresou. Tam budu žít pryč od těch, co mě nesnesou. Červáncích si najdu klid a zmíření. Hezké červení. Tam, kde se slunce ukrývá, tam se jedině mraku na klíně na všechno z vrchu podívá. Červánkům si vyletím s hejnem holubů. K červánkům mě dopraví křídla cherubů. Pak volným pádem domů navrátím se zas. K červánkům si já jenže ze mě zahrená.
Once upon a time, long, long ago, there lived in a valley far, far away in the mountains, the most contented kingdom the world had ever known. It was called Happy Valley, and it was ruled over by a wise old king called Otto. And all his subjects flourished and were happy, and there were no discontents or grumblers, because wise King Otto had had them all put to death along with the trade union leaders many years before. And all the good, happy folk of Happy Valley sang and danced all day long. And anyone who was for any reason miserable or unhappy or who had any difficult personal problems was prosecuted under the Happiness Act.
Gaspar Slitz, I put it to you that on February the 5th of this year you were very depressed with malice aforethought and that you moaned quietly contrary to the Cheerful Noises Act.
I did.
May I just explain, my lad, that the reason for my client's behaviour was that his wife had died that morning?
I sentence you to be hanged by the neck until you cheer up.
And whilst the good folk of Happy Valley tenaciously frolicked away, their wise old king, who was a merry old thing, played strange songs on his Hammond organ up in the beautiful castle where he lived with his gracious Queen Syllabub and their lovely daughter Mitzi Gaynor, who had fabulous tits and an enchanting smile and wooden teeth which she had bought in a chemist's in Augsburg, despite the fire risk. She treasured these teeth, which were made of the finest pine, and she varnished them after every meal. And next to her teeth, her dearest love was her pet dog, Herman. She would take Herman for long walks and pet and fuss over him all day and steal him tasty titbits, which he never ate, because, sadly, he was dead, and no one had had the heart to tell her because she was so sweet and innocent and knew nothing of gastroenteritis or plastic hip joints or even personal hygiene. One day, while she was pulling Herman round the lawn, she suddenly fell in love with the most beautiful young man she had ever seen, naturally assuming him to be a prince. Well, luckily, he was a prince. So she looked him up in the Observer's Book of Princes, learned his name, and went and introduced the subject of marriage. And in what seemed like the twinkling of an eye, but was in fact a fortnight, they were on their way to her father's court to ask his permission to wed.
Your dear lovely rumbling through a
Daddy?
Yes, daughter?
This is Charming, who wants to marry me.
Is he a prince?
Yes.
Is he in the book?
Yes.
Oh, very well. Before I can give my permission, young man, I must set you a task which, if you succeed, will prove you worthy of my daughter's hand.
Yes, sir, I accept.
Good. At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, armed only with your sword, you must go to the highest tower in the castle and jump out of the window.
And so, early the next morning, the young Prince Charming, dressed in a beautiful white robe and gripping his magic sword, plummeted to a painful death.
Can we get married now, Daddy?
No, my dear, he wasn't worthy of you.
Oh, will he have to go into the ground like all the others?
Oh, that's a good idea for a song. Yum, 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 dee, a buckety, a rum thing, ptow, yip, nip, nee, yow!
Yaddy, buckety, rum thing, ptow, nip, nip, nee, yow!
One day, when Princess Mitzi was out hopefully kissing frogs, she spotted a flash of gold beneath a weeping willow tree, and there, sure enough, was a prince. He was rather thin and spotty, with a long nose and bandy legs and nasty, unpolished plywood teeth and bad breath and a rare foot disease, but, thought Mitzi, a prince is a prince, and she fell in love with him without another thought and rushed into his arms. And after a time, or a few times anyway, he too fell in love with her, and very soon they were on their way to ask King Otto's permission to wed.
Hello,
Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Mitzi.
This is Prince Walter, who wants to marry me.
Is he in the book?
And in the foreword.
Hello, Walter.
Prince Walter.
You Otto!
Oh, sorry. So you want to marry my daughter, do you?
Perhaps.
Oh, say you do, Walter.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, well, in that case, I must set you a task so you can prove yourself worthy of my daughter's hand.
Why?
Because she's a fucking princess, that's why. I'm sorry. Before you can marry my daughter, you must go to the highest tower...
Otto!
You must, go down to the town and get me 20 Rothmans.
What, now?
Oh, tomorrow morning.
And so early next morning, single-handed, armed only with 40p, Prince Walter set out for the tobacconists. Yard after yard he walked. Minute after minute ticked by. His body breathed in and breathed out. Until...
20 Rothmans, please.
Certainly, sir.
How all the happy residents of Happy Valley cheered Prince Walter as he walked back up the hill in triumph. But just as he was approaching the castle, he was run over by a London bus, which only goes to show. And the moral of the story is, smoking can ruin your health. The end.
Pancake cookies, you're a famous man.
Well, all I do is bake them just as good as I can.
What is your secret, Mr. Pancake Man?
I sample them, ladies, one from each pan.
Choosing, stop shoving, there's more in the oven. Hey, Mom!
Put pancake cookies on your shopping list.
Oatmeal, chocolate chip, and churros are missed. I'm seeing varieties on your market shelf.
Why, they're so good, you're lucky I don't eat them all myself.
Pancake cookies. Pancake cookies.
Pancake cookies have it satisfied. Blue cellophane package, you can see what you buy.
What makes the taste of good, baby pan?
Well, to tell the truth, I sample them, two from each pan.
I ain't afraid of the buzzards flying
out on me, they just ain't found a cure. I ain't afraid to bust a bronco down at the old corral. I ain't afraid to roll my sleeves up and fight to help a pal. And when she holds me tight, it's just like dropping a match on a keg of dynamite. I ain't afraid to round up rustlers running from the law. I ain't afraid of a stranger beating me to the draw. But there's that wildcat in the city, she's out to stake her claim. She lassoed my heart, now she's out to get my name. I ain't afraid of being lonely. Alone I like to be, but it's too late, because that wild man has put her brand on me.
Dad, I'm home from Harvard.
But Emerson, my boy, I love you. Come in.
Dad, I hope you won't be mad.
About what, son?
I totaled a Bentley, I got a girl from Radcliffe in trouble, and was expelled from school.
Well, don't be ridiculous, son. That's what life is all about. Having fun, that's life, my boy.
Oh, Dad, I knew I could count on you.
Like a cash register, son. But tell me, who's that strange-looking person out in the cab?
Oh, that's Bruce LaRue, Dad. He's our fullback, a transfer from the Steubenville Stud.
Son, never mingle with transfer students. There's no way of knowing where their families came from. It's just impossible.
Oh, you'll love Bruiser, Dad. He's a real sweetheart.
Hi. You must be Emerson's daddy, Mr. Updike.
And you must be Emerson's friend, the sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Oh, my God, I just love your house. You must be filthy rich.
How nice of you to notice. Okay. I've got $1 million that I know of. Oh, no. It must be in my other pants.
Well, you can show it to me later.
Dad, too bad about the cook dying.
Old Fenimore, his ticker gave out right in the middle of the Vichy swap.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst meal we ever had.
Mother must have been frantic.
Oh, the poor fragile thing. The cook no sooner went down and a dreadful ticker started up again.
Well, don't get into a snit on my account. I'm not hungry anyway. I just had a hamburger.
Say, are those things any good? I've never actually tasted one.
You've not? Oh, hamburgers. Oh, they're scrumptious.
Well, then I'll have to invite that McDonald person over.
Dad, how was your safari?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, son. It was just splendid. I bagged that rhino you see there on the wall.
Rhino's on the endangered species list?
Well, I think you can safely say that one is. He was running fast and ran right through the wall.
I told you, Dad, was a million laughs, Bruce.
Oh, it certainly is. Well, isn't going on safari just terribly expensive?
Oh, it's expensive. It's outrageously expensive. That's why I love it. Keeps the riffraff out of the jungle. Scattering the beer cans all over.
Incidentally, Dad, what do you hear from the Maharaja of Magador?
Oh, the poor devil. He's been through 28 divorces so far this year.
Don't you just hate women?
Well, his I do. They eat with their hands.
Does the Maharaja do anything for his people?
I was just going to ask that. What does he do for his people?
Well, judging from their appearance, I'd say he gives them diet pills.
Oh, for God's sakes, look at, there's steam coming off your private leg.
Well, of course, the steam. It's heated. We keep it at body temperature. We use Raquel Welch as the thermometer.
A heated leg? Oh, that's eerie.
And no superior. We get Oh, great Scott, the hotline.
Only three people have that number.
That's right, you, your mother, and Pookie.
Who's Pookie?
That's Emerson's little sister. Hello? Oh, Pookie, darling. Yes, we were just talking about you, sweetheart. Yes, Pookie. Did you get the $10,000 I sent you last week? Oh, Pookie, you're not crying, are you, my little daffodil? Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You totaled the Bentley. An exchange student from Guana got you in trouble. He was wearing a turban at the time. I see. And you've been expelled from school. And you want to know if I'm mad? Well, of course not, Pookie darling, like I was telling your brother. That's what life is all about. Having fun. Yeah. With or without your turban.
Is a motherfucker. To meet the two of them was like me eating half of Kiss. But Jay Adams, he was just like some asshole Peter Criss. Tony Alva is a rock and roll star. Jay Adams, motherfucker. To put me in my place, but I could tell he was disgusted by the look on his face. Tony Alva is a rock and roll star. Jay Adams is a motherfucker. Some of you may know how the story went. Tony got all of the pussy, but all his money spent. Is a rock and roll star, Jay Adams, motherfucker. He did a little time for beating gays and selling drugs. Today you see him in the movie and he wants a big hug. I'm like, Tony Alva is a rock and roll star, Jay Adams, motherfucker. An asshole to an 8-year-old. Come on now, Tony Alva, you're a rock and roll star. Jay Adams, wherever you are, I still love you, man.
And here it is, hot off the presses, the very latest in playlist technology. We started that set with Dewey, George, and Jack from 1956. That was The Flying Saucers Have Landed, and that's a puzzling thing. That was part one. Part two you'll hear in just a few minutes. But that was a very bizarre thing. On the one hand, it sounds like a cover of a cover with bad musical breaks. It's just bizarre. Plus, there's some other stuff set in there. I don't know. Anyway, I think it's just I'm having a nervous breakdown from stuff like that. Please forgive me. Anyway, we heard from Charlie Calhoun, which is actually the Jesse Stone band, Why the Car Won't Go. Billy Wright, What You Gonna Do When the Car Don't Go. Bad Boy was Larry Williams. Beatles did that song way back in the beginning. I think it was on their VJ record. I don't know. And then following that, a cover of a Beatles song, Martha, My Dear, from Mark McVidler and his best Sean Connery accident, I suppose. Followed by a mashup, the rock and roll mashup. Got on your nerves in the beginning, I think, but then I think they straightened it out and brought it home pretty good. The let's see, Martha Kubasova after that. I guess that's Russian. It's not unusual, presumably in Russian. I don't know. And then Monty Python, Holy Grail, the fairy tale from, I guess that's their previous record or one of their previous records. And then Thurl Ravenscroft. We heard a commercial for Patty Cake Cookies, and we also heard I Ain't Afraid. And I swear, I ain't afraid to bring you a Thurl Ravenscroft show, but I have to find better quality stuff that I've been finding. That's why the delay. Besides, I don't have enough and all this. Please don't make me make excuses. Don't make me beg for your forgiveness. And then we heard from Backus, Hudson, and Landry, Jim Backus and Hudson and Landry. I never knew they did stuff together. That was a thing called That's Rich. It was on a Jim Backus album, but there was Hudson and Landry, and I just never knew they worked together like that. It just goes to show you that thanks to the miracle of podcasting and keeping my nose buried into my computer, you learn something new every day, right? Or not. Anyway, speaking of finding out something new every day, apparently Tony Alva is a rock and roll star. I didn't know that. And of course, as everybody knows, Jay Adams is a motherfucker. But that was the Opal Book Club. I just got a kick out of that one, and I hope you don't mind. That was called Tony Alva. Okay, anyway, I'm bringing it out, bringing it home for you here, folks. I got a couple more, including part two of that silly flying saucer thing, because eventually you're going to hear them all later.
What up, Nardo?
What up, Nardo?
We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense, has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Donimo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron, part two. Gathered around me are several other spacemen. Tell me, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That was Pelvis Chesley singing Old Hound. And now back to the ballpark.
This is what you think about the flying saucer since it's already landed.
Well, now listen to the jingles, the rumble and the roar.
Here was a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Paul Gherkin's record, Shoes. Now we switch you downtown.
I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.